Oh, I'm going to break in here on 90.9 FM and introduce Pat O'Banton and Ross Irie. Ross Irie. There's your mic there. Let me reset everything. This is 90.9 FM. Smile Jamaica is what you're listening to. And Mahan Khalsa, who has been a friend of mine and a huge leader in the anti-war movement, all the great things that happen in this town for working people. And so he has brought us a treat today. Pat O'Banton, I don't know how many times I've seen you. Half a dozen times at the very least. I don't get out to see as many shows as I did when I was younger. That's the way of the world. But yes. Definitely have been a huge fan of yours since I got started doing reggae in the 80s. Hello Tosh. You know, Don't Sniff Coke, of course, is your number one jam that everybody knows.
Guan, Never Give In.
Guan, right, exactly. All those great Mad Professor albums. Yeah. So now we've got some fresh new music. So let me start with you, Pato. What have you been up to and why are you in town?
As you know, I'm from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically relocated to California about 7 years ago. Even though I don't get much time to spend at home because I'm always traveling.
Sure.
I'm always on tour. I have a new band called the Now Generation Band, which is a 7-piece band. We have horns, keyboards, guitar, Antoinette Rootsdaughter Hall on keyboards and vocals.
Love Rootsdaughters, of course.
Yes. Well,
good to hear that.
You know, we've been traveling nonstop, recording music. I've also been doing a lot of spiritual ministry now, musical ministry, spiritual ministry through music. Basically, a lot of my fans have been asking me, because my music has always been conscious, they started asking me if I would bless their children and christen their children while I was on tour.
Oh, nice.
They would bring their children to me. And then some of them asked me if I would perform their wedding ceremony. And I said to them, I can't perform your wedding ceremony legally unless I become a minister, an ordained minister. So they said, well, you need to become a minister. And after the third request, I decided it was time for me to take my spirituality to the next level. Went online, I got ordained and became, you know, basically a reggae minister now.
Nice.
So as I'm touring across the country, planning my tours around my fans' weddings. And I've married about 70 people so far. Some of them asked me to baptize them. Some want their children christened. And some just want some counseling, marriage counseling. So I've given about 60,000-70,000 of my fans my cell phone number now. And my fans call me whenever they need me. Where if they're having problems in their marriage, if they're feeling suicidal, if there's any issues going on in their life, they call me and I sit down and I help them through it, help them to feel better and show them some love. And so far, it's been 100% success rate.
Sometimes people just want someone to talk to and listen, right?
They just need someone to listen and show them some love. When I took a break from my career in the year 2000, I actually went to England back home because two of my sons were shot.
Oh, my God.
In a drive-by shooting. This is how it all really started. You know, I was on a world tour. I just finished recording with UB40 and Sting. Mm. I was on a world tour with Peter Gabriel, and I was headlining this world tour for Peter Gabriel organization, WOMAD, in Singapore, Malaysia, Africa, Australia, America. At the height of the tour, got a phone call that my album, Life is a Miracle, was nominated for a Grammy. The Grammy people asked me if I wanted to come to the Grammys ceremony. That same day, I got a phone call that two of my sons were shot.
Oh, my God.
In a drive-by shooting. They were only 10 and 11. And the only reason why they got shot is because they saved somebody else's life. But thank God they didn't die either. They got hit by a shotgun, the pellets of a shotgun, which went through the car first and then hit them on the other side of the car. I said, you know something, everybody? Band, Peter Gabriel, Grammy Awards, everybody. I'm going home.
None of that matters.
None of that matters.
When your flesh and blood is wounded and needs help.
I fulfilled my contractual obligations. I finished the tour and I went home and I decided to help reduce gun crime in my city. I had two choices. One was to go and deal with the guy who shot my kids, or the other one was to find a way to stop this from happening. And I took the prior route, and I moved my recording studio into the poorest neighborhood of my city and started calling the kids off the streets. And within a year, I was setting up studios in 16 other community centers across my city. Within another year, I was the head of music at the top college in my city. And I left school with no grades. I never took an exam when I left school. So I never ever imagined that I would become the head of a music department. And I actually created the music department and designed it. And the college funded it. And they funded me and my team, who would help me to set up my other community studios. And within another year, I was head of three music departments in three colleges and doing three full-time jobs at the same time, plus managing my 16 community center project that I was doing. Plus, I created another project, which was to get talented kids from who participated in my community centers, get them into the music industry, the most talented ones. And the ones that I couldn't get into the industry, I got them back into education. Within another year, the BBC gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, well deserved.
And the police department actually told the BBC that we had reduced crime by 50% across the city.
Just like the Scatolites, right? All those roughnecks in the Kingston ghettos, they come into the Alpha Boys School and learn how to play.
Exactly.
And they were the best of the best. And exactly. And so lives can be turned around through
some
the power
of
reggae
talented,
music.
Talented rappers and singers.
Right on.
Came out of those gangs, and I'm just standing there saying to myself, you are carrying a gun, risking your life or life in prison.
Yeah.
And you've got all this in you right now.
Yeah.
And they came out, man. They came out of those gangs, man. And my success at the time, because I was in the charts, I had five huge hits.
Yes.
So I was very famous in my city, across the country. So my fame helped me gain the respect of these young, talented musicians.
What you can do
That's
by
right.
just concentrating on music instead of dead-end violence.
And they knew that
congratulations on that success.
Yeah, I had gotten involved in crime when I was a teenager. I never hid it or was shy about it. I always told everybody, this is where I've come from. This is what I've decided to do with myself. And this is what I'm doing. And you can do it.
That lends authenticity, too, because you were where those kids were,
let's say
35 years ago or whenever.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it was a huge success and the best time of my life, you know, to see so many lives changed. And so when I moved from England to America, I still had that mentality of working with people and serving and, you know, making a change in people's lives. It changed my life. So it continues today, and I'm actually in Salt Lake City right now because I've been invited to the Parliament of the World's Religions.
Yeah, I've been reading that. That's such a great idea, a Parliament of World Religions. I mean, it's like it's like everyone gets together, and I saw a lot of the photos and things, and people sitting side by side because everyone worships God in their own way.
Yeah.
So why do we have all this religious violence in the world?
Exactly.
Like, we got to break those hatreds down, it is time for a change.
So anyway, I'm with Russ Irie. So I'm going to let Russ Irie talk about himself and tell you what we are doing here.
Yes. Well, welcome, Russ Irie. So are you the leader of the band?
Leader of the band?
Yeah.
Which band you speaking of?
Well, tell us what your role is in this menagerie that we've got here. All these people in town, different religions, different colors and creeds, the way people worship God and the way they dress and things like that. It's really amazing to see like the kaleidoscope all together in one spot. So what's your thoughts?
My thoughts is as it unfolds, I embrace it because it's a journey. And the journey has led me right here with you at this moment.
Yes.
Basically, me and Pato, you know, we've been connected for a long time, even before the awareness was there that we were connected, because that's how it unfolds in such a mystical and revelationary way. So basically, we're here today at the Parliament of World's Religions, representing the OneGod.com mission, which was created by Ben Bowler. He's out of Australia.
Huh.
He had this idea to create this platform where all unique religions, faiths, cultures, or whether you don't even believe in God, can have a voice. And we just launched the website. We waited intentionally for the Parliament for the actual release of the website. And so far as the response that has been coming forth, it's just pure evidence that people are ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
The OneGod.com logo, or what's saying is, unite the tribes.
Unite the tribes.
Yes,
I like
unite
that.
Unite the tribes.
Right.
And basically, when people ask, well, what tribes are you speaking of? And I tell them, well, just look around this convention center. Look at all of these different faiths and religions and people from all over the world to come here to represent in this parliament. They're in all the tribes. And we are here to unite that, to create a platform so that we can see that this is the one time where we will come together at this one time, this one space, to create this onegod.com, you know, mission and movement so that people can realize that this is where you can have a voice. So what we do, we invite them to come to the website to even be contributors, to even get their input on what they feel one God, the concept of one God means. Since the release of the website, which has only been a couple of days now, the response has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to it to continue to grow, because obviously the seed has been planted a long time, but it just had to come to the right time where it starts to bear fruit. And I think Salt Lake City right here is evidence that it's starting to bear fruit.
So yeah, this is a very religious city, yes. founded by the LDS people and all the people that have come since. Yes. I mean, so it's it is a diverse, very spiritual city. I like that about living here.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. diverse city now.
Yes, yeah, very much so.
So, yeah, so Ben Bowler invited me and Ross Irey as a support to come and help. From the beginning of the conception, he really asked us. He actually invited us to Chiang Mai, Thailand,
oh.
for an event. What was the event called?
Unite U Day.
It was called U Day, where we went to Chiang Mai, Thailand, and got together with 100 Buddhist monks, the leaders of the Muslim Islamic movement, the Christian mm-hmm. leaders, all the different faiths, Baha'i faiths.
Everybody.
Every faith. Yes. Ross Irey came to represent the Rastafarian movement. I came over there to basically represent spirituality.
God takes many forms.
Yes, and after that, you know, and it was beautiful. We all prayed together. We had a big concert in Chiang Mai, and it was a beautiful event. When Ben decided to create onegod.com, he asked us if we would get involved and support him in this project too. So we're supporting him in this project and promoting to everybody that, you know, there is one God. We're all God's children, brothers and sisters. And let's not just talk about it, you know, let's live it, let's share yeah. it, and let's make it a reality.
Yeah, lead by example.
Yes, let's yes. lead by example. Yes.
So why don't we hear a song? So you brought me a CD, Destination Paradise. Paradise. And so the tune that you have asked me to kind of cue up is Heal This World.
Yeah, it's called, the track is called Let's Get Together and Heal This World. And it's just looking at the problems of the world and looking at ways that we can find solutions if we work together in unity.
Let's hear it.
Bless
you. Pat O'Banton.